Bet. Good morning. Just following up on a few things. I know we'll talk to post game. Covered a lot of the big picture stuff, and coordinators covering a few things here for you. But just continue to be proud of the team. I thought the preparation that we put into, you know, the weeks. You know, we had a bye week there. I thought the guys did an excellent job. And I think the preparation goes back before that too. There's just a continual improvement that we have, and that it's something I think that's just inside of these guys. They want to be great. You know, just proud of the way they bring it every single day and the energy. You know, it shows every day I step on the football field. So proud of that. And you know, they're doing a lot of things well. I think we're continuing to do more things well on both offense, defense, and also with special teams. Always going to be things that we need to continue to clean up. We know we're only as good as our last game, and everything that's on film or anything that didn't go, you know, like you'd hoped, is going to be what the next opponent's going to look at and try to attack you with. So, you know, I think looking forward to tomorrow morning and a great practice. Should be full of energy. It needs to be the best Tuesday we've ever had, just because that's the way we have to approach each and every opportunity.
Coach, start with Charlie Potter.
Yeah, hey, Coach. Just with Ryan, how do you teach a guy that young just to manage some of the things that are coming his way from an attention standpoint?
Excuse me. You know, he's obviously got a lot coming his way. Can you give me a water? And a lot of things that, you know, we expect him to continue to do, right? Make a lot of plays, and he's, you know, going to continue to bring on that attention, and just educating him and understanding, you know, both on the field while he's doing his thing, and away from it, just that the impact he has is seen, influence he has is great, and, you know, just how to manage all of that. So, you know, it's just a process, and it's not just with him. It's with every one of our guys. We try to do a really good job of that. You know, there's a lot going on, and every little thing is picked up on, especially these days. And, you know, Ryan's, you know, first class guy all the way, you know, through and through, and love coaching him. He brings a great work ethic, smile, all the things you want each and every day to practice.
Jumped over to Chase on the far left.
Question you didn't get asked about on Saturday night. When you had the miscue on the kickoff return in the fourth quarter, you got a drive started at your own 3-yard line. Bernard makes a tough catch to move the change. You end up punting on that drive, but you drove it away from the goal line enough that I think Georgia took over on their own 33. How critical was it, even on a drive where you punt, to get it off the goal line?
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. And the first point is that we got to do a better job of making sure, you know, that situation doesn't happen. We talked a lot about that yesterday in our special teams meeting, and we'll learn from that. And, you know, getting those first downs and getting yourself some space, and especially when you do have James where he can flip the field, you want to, you know, obviously move the ball further and get more first downs. But that was a big catch converting there with it was Germ. On the catch there. So, yeah, it's critical because no one likes to be punting in their end zone. That space gets pretty tight, and they did a nice job, you know, converting. But, you know, boys felt like getting a couple first downs is the minimum. We didn't get two of them, but, you know, getting our backs off of the goal line was certainly important there.
Cover Nick on the right.
Yeah, we had a chance, I think it was right before halftime, that get to see you pretty fiery in a moment. And for a guy who's known for being so even keel, what's kind of your approach for when to kind of show that side of yourself?
Yeah, I don't think you predetermine, you know, when or what you're going to do and all that. But I just, you know, you just, the guys are fighting. And, you know, when you see something a certain way, and I know that I just felt like that was a big, big time in the game. We were doing a lot of things well, and some opportunities that just, you know, we didn't take advantage of as a team. And that moment right there, we talk about the middle eight and going to the locker room with a lot of momentum. And I know we got a safety there right in that area too, but just there were some missed opportunities that we'd love to have had. And I was just, you know, fighting for my team. And I know they were out there fighting and doing everything they could. And so just loved the way we were playing up until that point. I wanted to keep it going. And just, you know, I saw it a certain way and wanted to make it known. So
back left, Steven.
The tight ends were used a lot throughout the game, especially C.J. Dupree. Like, how does he make this offense go?
The tight end has always been an extremely critical part of our offense. The ability to be able to line up wide, come in tight, hand down, off the ball. The more things all guys can do, especially skill players in our offense, the more versatile we'll become. Receivers who can run the ball. We saw that with some guys Saturday night, running backs that can catch the ball. We saw that for a touchdown and some other opportunities as well. Just that versatility to where a defense coordinator, you know, putting a game plan has to give them all these different, you know, elements of how we're going to attack. With CJ in particular, you know, he's continued to, you know, find his way into this offense, you know, and guys finding him, whether it's Jalen or us just understanding, you know, the best ways to utilize him, the way he's most comfortable. He did a nice job, you know, and he has done a nice job taking advantage of these opportunities. And there was just more of them. And that was part of the plan. Things that fit a lot of different ways where we felt we could attack. And he did a nice job, you know, all game long, as well as did the other tight ends.
Yeah, a few questions from the front here. Roll this over, Jack.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned the safety, you know, that coming right off of an interception. How big was that just from a momentum standpoint to see your defensive unit make a stand like that and put some points on the board right after a turnover on offense?
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, really, defenses love to be in that spot. You know, didn't like that how we got into that spot because we had to kick it down to him there. Or that was actually off the interception. That's even worse, right? But taking advantage and when a team has their backs to the wall, just like we just spoke of with our back to the wall, that's a tough spot to be in. And I thought Coach Womack and the defense dialed some good things up and put them in a really uncomfortable spot where they had to, you know, really react quickly. And, you know, we got the intentional grounding. So those 2 points, all points, as we saw at the end of the game, were really critical. And, I think when it comes to points in general, and this is a little off the topic, that's one thing I loved about our team. The 2-point conversions at the end, whether it's us scoring or us stopping them, understanding the significance of every point. And that goes for extra points in the middle of the game or first quarter. I think our guys play hard each and every time, each and every play, but especially when those points are at stake.
You mentioned the running backs getting involved in the passing game. I think that throw, the touchdown pass to Jam, might have been Jalen's most, you know, perfectly placed pass of the night. Just how have you seen him improve in those intermediate throws, 10 to 19 yards past line of scrimmage?
Yeah, the thing that stuck out to me in the moment even is that he didn't even think twice, you know, and that is just something I think is coming along more and more. I think when it comes to Jalen's game, there's the piece, the fundamental piece, right, that you're always working on. And there's also then the element of understanding the offense and what we're trying to accomplish with concepts. And then there's a trust that has to be there with the other guys that are there in front of you to block, the guys that are running the routes, just all of it coming together. And I think you just see in each and every week those steps in all those areas happening and the progress he's making. And that doesn't just happen. You have to intentionally work at all of it. And it's communication. Hey, I might throw that in there if you have a step on him. You know, it's just reaffirming with each and every one of them in practice. And that's a lot of work. And he brings that energy. He brings that intentionality each and every day.
Hey, Coach, I'm sure you'd probably love to have the success in the second half as you did the first half, but how important was it for your team to be battle tested, and what'd you learn about them?
Yeah, you know, it's important for us to now have this each game provides experiences, right? Every game, every opportunity, and we all have our experiences outside of being here at Alabama, all the areas, places we came from, and we talked about this as a team. For us to start fast, like we have really the last 2 games we did against Western Kentucky, the South Florida game, I think we learned a lot. But I really like that because that shows the preparation, the confidence that is a result of it. We hit the ground running. Yes, we would like to have a better second half. There's literally one play here, one play there, a small little piece that would have in the early part of the third quarter, mid part of the third quarter, completely changed that game. And unfortunately, it did happen. And we have to continue to learn from that, you know, continue to just understand that those moments become big. And so that experience that we went through, whether it was the missed opportunities or how resilient we were at the end, and learning that, you know, in the end, it was a team win, because the offense scored and the defense stopped them. And it took both sides of the ball doing everything they could to help us win that football game. And so there's a good positive vibe, because it wasn't just one side or the other that carried the weight or found a way to win. It was a team win, and we'll learn from that and continue to trust and believe in each other and continue to grow as a team because of it.
Hey, Kalen. I'm curious, as a former offensive coordinator, how difficult is Kane Womack's swarm defense, the disguise that it brings? How hard is that for an offense to plan against?
Yeah, you know, and there's a reason why, you know, I wanted Kane to be here. You know, I saw it back in 2019 when I was at Indiana with him, and really liked a lot about what he was doing, whether it was schematically or how he brought a unit together, the support he gives me and the type of person he is. I could go on and on. But when it comes to what your question was about, you know, what he can do, I think it's a little bit different than what you see from, and every defense has got their style. So, you know, a lot of people are probably going to say that, but there's a mix of attacking style with the opportunity or the way of just making people earn it. And he can just kind of pull on that and make it kind of look the same from play to play. And he's got a great mindset, great, you know, schematic system that he can really draw upon to be able to pull the trigger on whatever he wants. And then being able to communicate it through his staff and make it simple for our guys to allow them to play fast is, I think, what you're also seeing, especially early in the season here as a new team. There's still just stuff that's happening that we haven't been through, experiences and situations, and each and every game. That's one thing you just worry about going into a game like this, is it's an early game of the season against a very quality opponent, and all those situations that you try to get your team to understand and prepared for during spring, summer, fall, they're never the same as when it happens out there in the moment. And, you know, Kane's just done a great job preparing the defense and allowing them to play fast and do the things they're doing. 4 takeaways against a team that hadn't had any turnovers. You know, that's a big deal.
Back right.
Coach, a lot of talk after the game about the atmosphere on Saturday, how electric it was. And I was, you know, nationally, and I was even talking to fans yesterday at a restaurant that said they haven't seen Bryant Denny like that. It was really loud. How big is that moving forward? What's your message to the fans?
You're helping me out. I appreciate that. I was going to talk about that, because that was a huge deal. And, you know, the guys are in a hotel and they're going through walkthroughs and all of that, whether it's Friday night, Saturday, and you don't really have a sense of what's going on out there. I got the chance to go out there on game day, the set, and get a good feel of it. And maybe just give them a heads up that, hey, you know, it's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a lot of energy. And when we start pulling into the stadium, you instantaneously can feel it. And, you know, I'm on that first bus with the guys, and, you know, their eyes were wide open and excited about what they were feeling and seeing. And then, of course, just throughout the game, I just can't tell you enough. I think there's just an energy. It's not like you pick out any single thing. Like, I still haven't, I hate to say this, I'm embarrassed to say this, Dixieland Delight, I still haven't really experienced it. I don't know when. I thought it was supposed to happen between the third quarter and the fourth quarter, but it must happen another time. So the lights go out and I'm thinking it's going to happen and it doesn't happen. So I'm still learning myself, but the energy, the excitement of it, there's just, you know, something special about playing in Bryant Denny. I can't tell the fan base how much the guys love it, and we appreciate it and can't wait to continue to do it again.
Last question, Jamie.
Coach, where would you rank Saturday's game and all the past games you've been a head coach in?
Yeah, there's a lot of great ones. I think I think this has been brought up, I think maybe in Coach Womack talked about it, the experiences you've been through. Like, I've been through enough to where I just think so optimistically, like we can do this. We can do this, you know, and trying to get that to your team is the tricky part, because they haven't been through all those experiences. They don't have enough games under their belt to be able to have something that's happened at almost every spot in the field, offensively, defensively. We can get that an interception, you know, just believing that's going to happen, or we can convert this fourth down, we can get this touchdown. And it's definitely up there, because there was certainly the ebbs and flows to an extreme when it comes to the lead, the loss of a lead, and then even in the last 2.5 minutes, just how, you know, how the game went back and forth. So it is a big one. I think the significance of it being our first conference game against a top-ranked opponent, taking all of those things in, it's as big as any. I mean, I have a lot of pride in winning some national championships and things like that, so that's internal. But this is where my feet are at right now, and so this is the most important one I've ever won, and it ranks at the top.